In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the 21st day of February. Good as always to have you here, everybody. In a word, the new guidance from the Department of Homeland Security on immigration enforcement that came out this morning boils down to more. More agents, more detention capacity, and more deportations. There is a part of this story where immigrants' rights communities and perhaps others wind up in court against the administration. But right now, it's an infrastructure story, a government operation with a questionable ability to handle the kind of growth that is being called for. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going from Washington.
For the Trump administration to go ahead with this plan, the U.S. needs more agents. 5,000 for Border Patrol, 10,000 for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Sean Moran is with the National Border Patrol Council, a union that backed Trump in the campaign. He says Border Patrol is already struggling to fill more than 1,500 jobs.
So we really need to ramp up the hiring process to get them into the training pipeline so that we can start doing that.
The DHS plan also calls for expanding a program that trains local law enforcement to help federal agents. Randy Capps is with the Migration Policy Institute.
And that would mean more places around the country where local officers were assisting federal officers in enforcing immigration laws.
Once people are detained, they have to go to court before being deported. And there's a shortage there, too, says Dana Lee Marks, president of the National Association of Immigration Judges.
At the present time, there's approximately 300 immigration judges in field courts around the country, and we have over 540,000 pending cases.
Plus, the DHS plan calls for expanded detention capabilities. Royce Murray is with the National Immigrant Justice Center. She says detention centers already cost $2 billion a year.
Not to mention the fact that ICE is already operating over capacity at 41,000 detention beds right now, with the memos instructing ICE to bring on thousands of additional beds.
She points out some of the fiscal conservatives in Congress may not be on board to foot that bill. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.